Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get the zip code to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today?
Yes, 30253.
You said 30253?
Yes.
And what was that first and last name?
First name is Kim, last name is Dunn.
Dunn, like D-U-N-N?
That's correct.
If I could have you just confirm that shipping address so that I can discuss details of the account for you today.
Yes. What kind of business is this?
We would just have to have a confirmation of either the email address or the shipping address in order to be able to discuss details of it, but I can certainly let you know everything that's going on after I get that confirmation.
I'm just trying to find out what kind of business you are.
I do apologize. I can't discuss that without having either of those confirmed for security purposes.
You have a zip code, you have my name, but you can't discuss anything without a shipping address?
Yes, or an email address. That's just our policy. I do apologize.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of company you are, and I have never heard that. But since you don't want to be a helper, let me know what kind of business this is. I will take it up with my banking and get my refund, because I shouldn't have to give out no address. I think what I gave you is sufficient enough to know that whatever information you so-called have that should be feasible for you, I'm the one who's being scammed here, and you want my information. No. But, Lauren, you have a great day, and I will take this up with my bank to get my refund for being scammed.
All right. Well, you have a lovely rest of your day, and thank you for contacting customer support.